Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day begins with mostly clear skies. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for an early morning stroll. In Jerusalem, the air is crisp yet comfortable. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze throughout the day. Meanwhile, Eilut remains warm with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, according to I-24 News, earlier today, Trump announced that the Board of Peace has reached an agreement for the disarmament of Hamas, despite Iranian objections. Also, from the Times of Israel earlier this hour, a U.S. official warns that Trump will be very disappointed if Israel obstructs his Gaza plan. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports the Peace Council has rejected Israel's demand for disarmament, prompting a first response from Hamas. Separately, a Ynet report from earlier today delves into Trump's optimism about the Hamas disarmament deal, highlighting key gaps in the agreement. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that while the U.S. sees progress on disarming Hamas and rebuilding Gaza, Israeli officials remain skeptical. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago that Trump has announced Hamas's agreement to disarm. Amichai Stein, a journalist, shared earlier today that the Board of Peace reached a historic agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, with specifics on the disarmament process. From X, just now, Iris, a commentator, quotes senior Hamas official Ghazi Hamad, saying disarmament will only proceed once Israel withdraws from Gaza. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from I-24 News, Trump claims the Board of Peace has secured a deal for disarming Hamas. This comes despite Iran's attempts to persuade Hamas otherwise. The draft agreement reportedly outlines steps to remove weapons from the region, a move seen as pivotal by U.S. officials. If successful, this agreement could significantly alter the dynamics in Gaza and the broader region. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, a U.S. official expressed Trump's potential disappointment if Israel hampers his Gaza plan. This comes after Netanyahu's office rejected the disarmament proposal approved by Hamas. The U.S. official emphasized a tight 14-day timeline for Israel to align with the plan. This political tension could influence U.S.-Israel relations and the future of the Gaza strategy. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights that the Peace Council has dismissed Israel's demands for disarmament. Hamas has responded, marking the first official reaction since the agreement announcement. The rejection by the Peace Council underscores ongoing challenges in reaching a comprehensive peace deal. This could affect the pace and success of future negotiations. In related news from Ynet, behind Trump's enthusiasm for the disarmament deal are significant hurdles. The agreement is contingent on both disarmament and withdrawal, with details on heavy weapons and tunnel dismantling yet to be ironed out. These complexities may delay the implementation, impacting regional security and diplomacy efforts. Finally, Axios notes that while the U.S. perceives progress, Israeli leaders remain unconvinced about Hamas's commitment to disarmament. This skepticism is rooted in historical distrust and the complexity of enforcing the agreement. The outcome of this deal could shape the future of Gaza's reconstruction and stability in the area. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business features new real estate projects offering stunning views across Israel, from the greenery of Givat Alonim to the skyline of Tel Aviv. Separately, CTEC reports that after a $400 million exit, the founders of Medigate have launched Act Security, a $60 million cyber startup focusing on cloud security. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Israeli cyber unicorn Sayera plans to acquire Oasis Security for about $1 billion, including a significant cash component and shares. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.